It's that time of year when we make resolutions to better ourselves and then inevitably give up. So today's a good day for some advice on follow-through, and our next guest is just the person to ask about that. Mark Washburn decided to start running on December 31st, 1989, and he hasn't missed a day since, not a single day. To be clear, we did the math. That's 9,496 days. Mark lives in New Jersey. He's president of the United States Running Streak Association. Mark, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. So first of all, can we just confirm, we are not making this up. You have run a mile every single day for the last 26 years.
Well, actually, I've run 3 miles a day, but to be part of our Running Streak Association, you have to do a mile a day.
So that's triple the ambition, including a run today, I guess. How'd that go?
It went great. Thank you.
So what happened on December 31st, 1989 that made you want to start doing this? Was it a New Year's resolution?
It wasn't a New Year's resolution. My story is a little bit different. A lot of people who start at that time do make New Year's resolutions. But in my case, I had taken a job a couple days after New Year's, and I had to go on training in Detroit, and I organized people to run every day that I was there. So when I came home, I looked and saw that I had gone about 3 weeks without missing, and then I wanted to see how long it had been since I had never miss, and it was about 50 days when I was training for the 1985 New Jersey Waterfront Marathon. So I thought, "Ooh, I'll see if I can match my 50 days," and I have not missed since. Mm.
So that officially makes you a streak runner. So just describe to us, how many of you are there out there in the world, and why do you get together in a group like this?
Well, right now we have a little over 600 on our active list in the United States. In 2012, we also invited people from around the world to register their running streaks with us. So we have 35 of them. We have about 450 people who have retired their streaks where they have stopped.
They missed a day.
Yes.
Well, Mark, here's what I don't get, because I like to exercise. I do it, you know, probably around 3 times a week. But I mean, there has to be like a day when you just wake up and you've got a cold, or like, I don't know, you've got a shin splint or something. I mean, what do you do in those cases?
Well, we just kind of go through them. Most days are uneventful, but we do. And, you know, for me, having run 26 years, I have had occasion, almost every kind of injury you can imagine. I've recently broke my nose running the Richmond Marathon, and I spent a night in the hospital, and against my doctor's advice, I got discharged the next day around 3:30. By 4:30, I was out there running my 3 miles.
Well, why? I mean, you could have stopped then.
I could have stopped, but for me, it started as a challenge to see how many days in a row. I've also found that it's helped me be a better racer. I've run the last 11 Boston Marathons. And in 2017, even though I fell at the end of the Richmond Marathon, I qualified. I made my qualifying time to run Boston again.
And you got up on your feet and you just started going again. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, because if I were embarking on a New Year's resolution, I think that you would be the guy to sit down with before going, because you're sort of this living personification of tenacity. And I just wonder, you know, what does it take to persevere long enough so that it becomes a regular part of your life and not just something you decided to do on a whim one New Year's Eve?
Well, I think it's a lot has to do with passion. You know, in life, you've asked about, well, what happens when you have problems? And everybody who's had a long streak's had some kind of problems. But we have a passion that we just enjoy running. We love doing it. We love the challenge of doing it every day. For many people, they started because they want to be more consistent in their exercise. And for us, the question isn't whether we'll run that day. Our question is, what time can we fit it in? So we've asked a different kind of question. And for many of us, we've been able to do it day after day, month after month, year after year.
Have you learned anything beyond running, beyond fitness, about what it takes to stick with something that's important to you in life? I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, relationships or something else.
Yes. as I said, I recently fell in the Richmond Marathon. It was at the end. I had a concussion and I wasn't able to even answer who the President of the United States was for a few hours. But for me, the big thing I learned from it is it's not the falling down, because we're all going to fall down in life. It's getting up again and starting and, you know, finding that passion. And for me, it's running and just being able to say, you know what, I'm going to try. And that's what I did. And that's why my streak continues.
Inspiration for us all. Mark Washburn is president of Streak Runners International and the United States Streak Running Association. He's been running at least a mile a day for nearly 9,500 days. Mark, happy trails. Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for inviting me.